saya Nina.
Hai, saya Nabila. Kami The Double N akan bawakan anda suara anak muda dari pelbagai latar belakang menerusi siri Borak Anak Muda menjelang pemetangan bajet 2023.
Cadangan, pendapat, your opinion matters. Kita gerak sekarang.
Lagi dalam segmen Borak Anak Muda bersama saya Nina Rosba, dan kali ini kita akan membincangkan iaitu pembangunan wanita. Seperti yang anda tahu, seperti kebanyakan tradisi, peranan wanita dilihat iaitu terhad kepada memasak, membersih rumah, menjaga anak dan keluarga, dan mereka jarang sekali terlibat dalam proses family decision making. Tapi keadaan dan situasi sudah berubah, di mana kita menghadapi perubahan kedapasaran yang dinamik di seluruh dunia, dan wanita, terutama wanita, memainkan peranan penting. Jadi persoalannya, adakah wanita-wanita ini mendapat akses ataupun pengiktirafan yang sama dari segi kenaikan pangkat ataupun mengetuai organisasi? Dan kita akan membincangkan lebih mengenai perkara ini bersama iaitu Francisca Luhong James, iaitu Miss Universe Malaysia 2020. Yeah. Hi Francisca, thank
Hello.
You for joining us today.
So nice.
How are you?
Nice to see you. Yeah, really good. So nice to see you here. It's a nice place.
All right. So Francisca, as we all know that, what your opinion on this? Bagaimana status taraf kaum wanita di Malaysia? Is there any gap on this? What's your opinion on this?
Well, in my opinion, I'd say that, well, before we see there's a huge gap of women in Malaysia or in the world as a whole. Tapi bagi saya, jurang ini telah kurang for now. As we can see, like, we can see a lot of women have been holding high positions in organization, in workplace. You know, for example, we have our Gabenem Bank, you know, she have hold such a good position, and also even our Ketua Hakim Negara, kan, Tun Tengku Maimun, like, she have shown that she's capable to also be a leader, and that women is holding such a good, you know, I mean, they can actually be a leader and also can make decision into helping the community, helping the people. So I'd say jurang tu makin berkurangan, tapi at the same time I'd say that kalau jurang in terms of gaji, for example, we still can see a difference in it. And but this thing have been pointed out in parliament, I'd say, for quite a few times. So that is something that I'm quite happy to see. Tapi banyak sangat benda yang kita kena titik beratkan dari segi jurang antara wanita, and then in terms of jantina di Malaysia sekarang ni.
Yeah. Okay. So based on your perspective, apakah industri ataupun sektor-sektor that needs more women participation, and why?
Sector, I'd say maybe women in IT. Sebab sekarang ni, you know, we are moving towards a more digitalization globally, right? And we can see that especially after pandemic. Like, women are not just there to be a mother, you know, to do things as women, as what you said earlier, kan? Macam memasak lah, and then just taking care of the children, taking care of the family. But they are also memainkan peranan penting dalam pembangunan negara, dalam pembangunan ekonomi negara juga. Mereka bukan sahaja mencari, menjaga the children at home, tapi diorang juga during pandemic, you see that they actually pencari rezeki juga, and then they are also a teacher at home. Jadi you tengok wanita ni, dia punya how to say, they have hold a lot of position in life. So I'd say that why I say IT is because when they do business, they can actually use IT, and diorang tidak ketinggalan dalam dunia digitalization. So it's so important for women to be focused and knowing that they need to, you know, have this focus on understanding what is happening around the world, that they can also use this initiative to voice out their issues that they are going through at home, you know, to use it in business platform, to use it in so many ways, so that kita ada that balance between men and women to mengembangkan ekonomi, you know, to grow the family, you know, families, and, you know, family affairs, and also, yeah, as a whole for the country. Yeah.
Right. So basically, it's a good movement representing women. So can you share us a little bit more? Apa objektif this initiative, and what are you trying to bring forward as a female representative?
Well, you see, because of what I was holding my title and what I believe in, you know, because I've been following the Me Too movement, right? So it's all about women's rights and women reaching their goals, you know, their potential. Like, as I said earlier, you know, people always think, oh, women have an easy life. They get married, settle down. But I don't see it that way. Like, apart from that, they have their own goals also to achieve. They have like full capabilities. Women in Malaysia especially, I've met a lot of women who want to achieve their full potential. Tapi tidak ada platform untuk pergi ke pesada dunia ataupun tidak ada platform untuk naik even in country. So I want to see women to grow, and I use my voice and the platform as in why I actually develop Women Rise Community, I call it actually. You know, I don't like to call it as organization because I don't see myself just being a voice or representative, but I see myself as walking with them, you know, berjalan bersama mereka to reach our high potential into what can we do to develop, what can we do, what can we give back to the community. We want to see our full potential of what can we make a change. We want to see different in policy as well, you know, in politics. We want to see women in politics so that we can achieve women needs and that, you know, the concerns that we have, right, the issues that we have can be voiced out there. So we will have balance, you know, and that our country will be developed as, you know, other big countries as well that have a lot of, you know, women in politics.
True. Yeah. Women plays a bigger important role nowadays.
Yeah.
So the big question is, kenapa you rasa penting untuk memperkasakan golongan wanita terutama dalam kalangan anak-anak muda ni?
For me, it's as simple as understanding setiap manusia di dunia ni, they have a purpose. So for me, regardless of jantina kan, I'd say we all have capability to make a change. And the thing is, people always compare, you know, human being because of, I'd say, jantina, race, and whatever it is. So for me, try not to see it in that sense. Like all of us, we can create a difference. We can actually give back. So for me, it's as simple as I want to see women to be in a position where they can make a change, where they can create policy that, as I said, can create, there's no stigma of, oh, men is, macam, oh, for example, we're in the same working place, right? We hold the same position. But because men can do more and women, you know, could do less, and then the difference is that, oh, because she is a woman and she will need maternity leave. You know, for example, maternity leave have been an issue as well. So this thing shouldn't be an issue because women also, you need to understand, women also give back to community in terms of maternity leave. Mm. Well, she's giving life to the world, right? Yeah. So it shouldn't be a question. So that's the thing that I want to educate out there. Mm. That's the thing why memperkasakan wanita itu adalah sangat penting. Supaya orang faham kenapa pentingnya wanita dalam dunia ini. There's a reason. They give life and they should have paid for maternity leave as well. So men understand, you know, kelebihan dan juga menolong wanita, you know, in a way macam, you know, we understand what is our reason to be here. And that's the thing that that's the reason why I voice out the issue of empowering women. Yeah.
All right, that is a very interesting and inspiring story, dan saya agak bangga kerana dapat mendengar kata-kata semangat daripada Miss Universe Malaysia 2020 sendiri. Jadi banyak lagi perkongsian menarik yang akan dibawakan oleh rakan penyampai saya, Nabila Khalida. Jadi Borak Anak Muda akan berhenti rehat seketika, kembali selepas ini.
Bertemu kembali kita dalam siri Borak Anak Muda dengan tema Permekasan Wanita, dan kebetulan kita berada di Fitness Champ Ampang, the first female MMA studio in Malaysia. Dan kita punya guest juga pada ini ialah Francisca Lohong James, Miss Universe Malaysia. Sorry, yes, about the Miss Universe Malaysia 2020. Yeah. Thank you for staying with me in this program. Sure. So, kita teruskan saja dengan perbincangan kita tentang bajet. So tadi you dah touch about Women Rise, your organisation, your community.
Yeah.
So adakah organisation lain yang you tahu in Malaysia, whether it NGOs ke kerajaan punya ke, yang you tahu yang you can share with anak muda di luar sana?
Well, there are a few NGOs yang saya tahu yang memperkasakan wanita. You know, we also have, you know, our organisation that also help women. You know, we have like Women AIDS organisation. We have Girls for Girls. You know, we have also Lead Up Asia, which is actually memperkasakan wanita in terms of, you know, building themselves, which is by my national director. But you know, if you're talking about organizations that have been working to helping community in Malaysia, you know, there's a lot of other NGOs that that, you know, people out there should know.
Actually, banyak. Women Rise itself, what are you focusing ataupun what are you trying to bring towards women in Malaysia out there?
Well, as I mentioned earlier as well, Women Rise is more of like a community group where I have grown and built with the women that I know in Malaysia, in Sarawak as a whole. Actually, it's about community ini. Saya built dekat Sarawak.
Oh.
And it's with my friends, my fellow friends, girls that I have reached out and that have gone through a lot of things in life, and they want to share about what they have done, you know, what they can bring back, give back to the community. Jadi, so that is one of the few things that I have been working with the women in Malaysia. So Women Rise ni adalah sebenarnya dia macam a community group where people reach out to us to ask for advice, and because we are not in the power to give any advice when it comes to, for example, domestic abuse or maybe like gap that is happening between men, and you know, there is segi jantina and all that. So we actually connect them to organization that can actually give them a proper advice and also like proper counseling and whatnot lah. So that's what we can do. Yeah.
So you act as a middle person juga lah.
Yeah, sort of a middle person, and also like memperkasakan wanita dari segi pembangunan ekonomi, you know, and also like we promote entrepreneurs like women in Malaysia. For instance, like I've been working like Women Rise, we did a travelogue before with Kraftangan Malaysia, where I actually went to Kelantan, and the only, you know, community that I have been, you know, interviewing and asked about their journey in life and how they come to where they are right now is women in Kelantan who have done a lot of things, like, you know, the women who actually built Atap Singora, and then women who also create all this, they provide all this very good quality products, right? Tetapi diorang tidak ada platform untuk you know, to go big, be it in Malaysia ataupun di persada dunia. So that are one of the things, the small, you know, initiative that I can do to help women in Malaysia. So that is one of the few things that Women Rise have been working on, to promote entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs in Malaysia. Yeah.
But then with all these NGOs, with all these initiatives, kita tahu ada peruntukan untuk pemerkasaan wanita ni. Tapi macam sejauh mana benda ni sangat membantu untuk kita?
Dari segi peruntukan itu sebenarnya memang ada, tapi tidak cukup. Dia cuma memadai, tetapi mungkin boleh diketengahkan lagi, mungkin boleh dipertingkatkan lagi, sebab benda ni it has been a problem for quite a while. Jadi benda ni kalau boleh dititik beratkan, diketengahkan lagi di bajet 2023, I'd say, right?
Hopefully.
It is something that I would like to see. It is something that I'm looking forward, sebab saya rasa kebanyakan wanita di Malaysia ni yang memang, you know, can be a potential great usahawan yang boleh help pembangunan, yang boleh menolong pembangunan ekonomi di Malaysia, mereka ada potential untuk menolong kita, like Malaysia as a whole, untuk membangun. Cuma platform tu tidak banyak. Jadi itu antara antara bajet yang saya rasa kerajaan harus titik beratkan.
But then, do you actually look forward to budget every year?
I do. I mean, before you know, it's something yang saya dengar sahaja. Mm-hmm. Tetapi saya macam, how to say, like once I get very into women empowerment, right? Especially when I started working, I started my uni time lah especially. Sebab saya realise yang even in terms of scholarship ke ataupun kerja ke, memang ada jurang tu.
Yep.
And I experienced that myself.
Really?
Masa saya bekerja
dulu. Uh-huh.
Yeah, which is, you know, as I said, right? We're the same colleague. Tetapi perbezaan gaji adalah disebabkan of jantina. Sebab dia orang buat lagi banyak dari saya. Tapi saya rasa macam I've also contribute a lot. And that happens like 3-4 years ago. But I think, you know, this issue should be voiced out more often supaya kita tidak lupa benda ni pernah berlaku. Kalau benda ni sudah berkurangan, jurang ni sudah berkurangan, then we need to explore more potential of women, what they can do to help the, you know, the growth of economy in Malaysia. So yeah, it is something that I look forward to. Budget 2023 ni memang something that I look forward to, and I want to see what they will actually put down untuk what budget they will put aside for untuk memperkasakan wanita ya di Malaysia. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then dia di orang kata awareness ataupun apa this initiative tak ramai orang tahu. Mungkin ataupun ada yang tahu NGO ni, tapi macam kadang-kadang diorang tak tahu nak pilih mana. Yeah. There's too much of organizations and also initiatives, but then how to choose which one in your opinion? Macam okay, semua pun ada berkasa ke wanita, but then which one nak choose, which one to join?
So this is the reason where, you know, benda ini harus dipromotkan lagi by, you know, our government. But also, it is something that we need to voice out, like issues that we need to voice out. For example, you know, we always heard about domestic abuse, for example, domestic violence, right? And that happens quite often masa pandemic. Then they don't know where to go. Of course, we heard a lot about okay, Women AIDS Organization and all that. Tetapi banyak talian yang diorang macam call, like they try to call and they can't reach out. But there's a lot of ways, especially I would say, I actually experience sort of, this is quite personal, but I experience being abused myself. And one of the things that I realized is that we have all these online platforms like the Women AIDS Organization and all that, but I'd say that banyak wanita di luar sana, individual, like a lot of people out there, they didn't know that they can also reach out to hospitals, I'd say, where they can actually help. They can provide counseling, they can provide therapy. They thought like if they go to hospital, they just, you know, for medical reports, but they can actually help. And this is the thing that I think tak ramai wanita di luar sana yang tahu. Tak ramai, even government pun tidak menitik beratkan benda ni. Like, they don't really expose this out there. And so I'd say there's a lot of help out there yang kita harus highlight, more publicly for women out there. But at the same time, I also think that, you know, because of this thing you've been asking about this, and, you know, I've been mentioning about Budget 2023, I think it is, I hope that the government out there will also provide, akan membangunkan, menyediakan tempat, mungkin tempat pemulihan, tempat counselling yang lebih easy to access for women out there, not just in KL macam tu, tapi like every state of Malaysia. I think it will help a lot. Yeah.
Okay, itu dia perkongsian yang sangat ringkas, padat dan tepat daripada Francisca Luhong kepada women di luar sana dan juga kerajaan as a whole lah. Macam-macam lah Francisca dah share, personal pun dia dah share.
Yeah.
So basically apa yang diketengahkan ialah easier access for women untuk cari pertolongan, bantuan, tak kisahlah jenis apa abuse ataupun masalah women yang dilalui. Jadi the real question is, the real important thing is seek help, jangan pendam sorang-sorang. Baiklah, itu saja untuk episod kali ini, memperkasakan wanita. Itu saja, kita jumpa di episod akan datang. Untuk saksikan episod ini, boleh saksikan di astrawani.com dan platform digital Astrawani.